When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Johnny Gargano reveals scrapped plans during his first Twitch stream, plus Kevin Owens takes a jab at WWE production, and is Hasbulla about to wrestle in WWE? For Wednesday, December the 15th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Dave Meltzer or something is watching right now trying to get information, and I'm just listening to the Power Rangers song.
A little bit of Johnny Gargano there on his first ever Twitch stream, which happened last night after NXT. And a few little nuggets of information came from Johnny Gargano's first night on the streaming platform. He said he loves Power Rangers music. He watches Nicktoons before he goes to bed. It was very anecdotal. It was lovely. But there was a few little bits in there that drew some ears, including some scrapped NXT plans that he revealed. He said that the masked Scream assailant, the one in the Scream mask that was revealed at War Games to be Austin Theory, was possibly going to be David Arquette. There were conversations about David Arquette coming in to be a part of that angle. And that kind of would have made sense on a lot of levels. You know, David Arquette, a former wrestler, former WCW world champion. He had a documentary that was doing rather well around the same time that had come out. And of course, it's Scream. And David Arquette's got a history with the movie franchise Scream. So it would have made a lot of sense if it had ended up being David Arquette, even just for that one night being a part of the story with Johnny Gargano. In terms of what is next for Gargano, he said that he's going to be laying low for the next few months. He has no plans to really be or do anything other than be there to become a dad. And then when he does choose to get back into the wrestling world, the sky is very much the limit. He has no contractual obligations. He can go as and where he wants to. And I am very, very intrigued to see what 2022 has in store for Johnny Gargano.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Kevin Owens played a little bit of silly buggers on Twitter after Monday Night Raw. He tweeted out a quote retweet of Bobby Lashley. Bobby Lashley had mentioned that Kevin, who he beat on Monday Night Raw, was a former Universal Champion. Bobby, Kevin tweeted, Bobby, thank you for remembering that I'm a former Universal Champion. Whoever does the little write-ups for the stats on TV during our entrance on Raw never remembers. They do know I speak French fluently, though. Kevin Owens is very dilly-gaff, as the kids would say, at the moment, since there is a lot of conversations about whether or not he'll be a part of WWE's plans into 2022, with his contract coming up soon. So I quite like Kevin Owens just kicking back a little bit and not being too worried about the repercussions for insulting the production department. I'm expecting something passive-aggressive to appear on the screen when he walks out on Monday night next week. Staying with Monday Night Raw, Montez Ford, conspicuous by his absence, along with the Street Profits and the Mysterios on Monday night. And this was down to injuries on both sides, according to WWE, which meant that their RK-Bronament match final was held off. Dave Meltzer says, something's up with Ford. I don't know what it is. They said that both teams were injured. For whatever it is, there's something with Ford. I don't know if there's something with Ray or Dominic, but for sure there is something with Ford. We have heard rumour and speculation that Montez Ford may have suffered some sort of minor injury, which is keeping him away from the ring for the time being. But be that as it may, the finals of the RK Bronament are set to take place on Raw on December the 27th. So it can't be that serious an injury, hopefully. Adam Scheer posted on Instagram a photo of himself, EC3, and Killer Cross, the former Karrion Kross, with the caption, time will tell. Control your narrative. Hashtag control your narrative. Hashtag TikTok. Hashtag all you have to do is knock. Hashtag you've been warned. Hashtag the idea. This is suggesting that Killer Cross is going to come and be a part of EC3 and Adam Shear's faction, The Narrative, along with Weston Blake, the former Wesley Blake in WWE. I'm liking the stuff that they're building with all of these characters at the moment. There's something intriguing about the idea of Killer Cross maybe joining them as well. I feel like he would fit that idea. The whole concept of another former WWE guy who was upset with the way he was treated and is looking to prove people wrong. I think Killer Cross would be a nice fit in that role. AEW news. Several members of the Hardy family office have been off TV lately. We've got some details as to why. Fightful Select saying that as well as The Butcher suffering a biceps injury, Mark Quinn of Private Party, he's on the shelf with an undisclosed injury at this time. We haven't seen Mark Quinn from Private Party in action since the 6th of October. And there's no set return date for him at the moment. So the Hardy family office, a little bit depleted at the moment, it seems. Could we see the return of Brian Kendrick to WWE ring soon? Well, it could be the case because last night on NXT, Harland was confronted by multiple NXT trainers after his brutal post-match assault on Guru Raj. And this led to Harland, with Joe Gacy behind him, throwing Brian Kendrick down a flight of stairs. WWE's Twitter then followed up with footage of Kendrick in a neck brace being tended to after the attack. Now, had they not shown that extra little bit at the end, I kind of would have just gone, okay, it's just a storyline. It is what it is. It's just a little moment. But this kind of stuck the rumour mill a-turning that potentially we could see an in-ring return, even in just a one-off capacity, for the Brian Kendrick. Somebody to get in there and possibly get battered. Possibly get battered by Harland on a future episode of NXT. Staying with NXT, we can confirm that next week, after she made the save for Cora Jade, Raquel Gonzalez has thrown down the challenge to Dakota Kai to a street fight, and that will be on next week's episode of NXT. This feels like how they're gonna wrap up the storyline between Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez. Give them a big blow-off, no disqualification showdown, and that'll be next week on NXT.
How long you keep?
Подожди, how's what? Подожди. Подожди, how's what? How's what? How's what? По-братски. Не, how's what? How's what? Не, не, how's what? Иди сюда. Не, эй.
And WWE may be working with TikTok sensation Hasbulla in 2022. So in an interview with Locker Room, the former UFC champion Khabib Nurmagomedov was speaking about Hasbulla. He's a massive fan of UFC and MMA, and they love him all the way back. You might have seen Hasbulla. The name might not ring a bell. He's a 19-year-old viral TikToker from Russia. He looks like he's about 4 years old because he has a form of dwarfism or growth hormone deficiency. But he's a big UFC fan. big fan of combat sports. And team Khabib love him as well. Khabib, in this interview with Locker Room, said, quote, "Hasbulla has to go to the US. All the big sports stars know him there. He's very popular. He has to move for a couple of years to the US to become maybe a billionaire. The WWE also want him to come to them somehow. They want to pay him some big money to get him into the ring. He is immensely popular abroad." Hasbulla in a WWE ring in 2022? Stranger things have happened. Tomorrow on the podcast feed, it is the final episode for the year of the Cultaholic Classic Nitro review, one that we recorded about a week ago. And I'm glad we did, because as we all now know, the systems have changed here in the UK, and we're now doing news via Zoom once again, and we're socially distancing. We managed to squeeze in one more episode of the Classic Nitro review before all of that happened. And you will hear it next week, and you will watch it at patreon.com/cultaholic. And then I can reveal a little something that we recorded just the other day with all of the guys from the Classic review. More on that to come. Twitch.tv/cultaholic. It is a Wednesday, which means we've got Jack and Owen bringing you Football Manager vibes from 6 p.m. GMT. The final leg of 2021 for Cultaholic FC. You can watch and support on our Twitch stream later. Twitch.tv/cultaholic. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.